Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning.
Okay, guys, this episode, it might get a little soapboxy, but it's something that needs to be said. And especially now, as I'm looking ahead and we've got the holiday season coming up, we're going to tackle the B word. It's one of my least favorite words ever. And we're going to be talking about busy and why busy is not the same thing as being productive. So I'm going to kind of talk through that a little bit and then stick around because I'm going to share with you some tips on if you feel like you're stuck in that busy trap, how you can get unstuck and what you can put in place today to actually start stepping away from being busy and stepping into being productive. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
Hey there, welcome back to Work-Life Harmony. I am Megan Sumrall, and today I want to talk about probably one of my least favorite words in the entire English language. It is the dreaded B word, and by B, I'm talking about busy. I have two reasons why I absolutely detest this word that I'm going to share with you. We're going to talk about the definition of this. And I want to talk about, you know, the theme of all of this is understanding that busy is not productive. So I have people ask me all the time how I get so much done in such small amounts of time. Well, they don't know it's small amounts of time, but people are assuming that I'm working all the time and that I'm always on the go. And people always say, oh, I don't know how you stay so busy. And I answer them all the time and I say, I am not hyper busy. I'm hyper productive. And anybody can be. This is not something that, you know, you're either gifted with or not. So first, let's talk about the definition of the word busy. When you look it up, here's one of the definitions I pulled out. It just says having a great deal to do, meaning you've got a lot of things to do. I really want you to think about, you know, all the people in your circles right now and ask yourself, do you know anybody who isn't busy? I know I certainly don't. Everybody I know has a lot of things that they need to do. Okay. Now let's look at this, at the definition of the second word, productive. And the definition of the word productive is achieving or producing a significant result. Notice that difference. Busy is just you got a lot to do, but being productive is when you're producing something of significance. All right, so let's dig into the B word first. The two things that I see fundamentally really causing problems with this word is first, it's become an excuse, and second, it has become glorified. So first, let's talk about using busy as an excuse. And when I say this, I don't know, I'm sure many of this has happened to you guys as well. Has somebody ever maybe they didn't respond to a message they were supposed to, maybe they were supposed to call you back or something like that. And they say, oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot to do that. I was just so busy. Sorry, I didn't return your call last week. I was just so busy. Or I'm sorry, I forgot to do. I was so busy. I'm sorry, I didn't show up. I was busy. When you really think about that, when I hear from somebody who said they had a commitment to do something and then it didn't happen, and days later I hear, oh, I was just so busy, what you're fundamentally saying is you didn't prioritize that because you were doing something in that space of time, right? But it was something that you were giving a greater priority to. That was whether you realize it or not, it is a conscious choice that we are making. So using busy as an excuse, it needs to stop, and you need to stop doing it for yourself, because every minute of how you are spending your time, I say this often, every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So if you are saying yes to handling the thing that is foremost in front of you, and therefore saying no to maybe following up with somebody you've made a commitment to, that's a choice that you've made. And so you can't use busy as an excuse for not following through with your commitments. Now let's talk about busy being glorified. I don't know when this happened, but it seems like there's almost this race out there, or this challenge, this competition of who's the busiest. I'll hear people start talking and it's like they're almost trying to one-up each other on who has more stuff on their plate, who is juggling more. And friends, if you've fallen into that trap, I've got some bad news for you. There's no award for being the busiest person. You're not going to be getting a trophy. You're not going to be getting a gold medal. You're not going to be getting a cash award for being the busiest person. Remember that definition of busy, having a great deal to do. And so I always get really, really frustrated and I'm going to pick on my sweet mom a little bit because I love her dearly, but I keep telling her to stop saying this because I'll see that my mom's calling and I'll answer the phone. And she starts off almost every conversation with me going, okay, Maggie, I know you're busy. And I cut her off every time. And I say, Mom, no. Do I have things to do? Sure. Everybody's busy. But I answer the phone because that is how I am prioritizing and choosing to spend my time right now. Plus, I don't ever want to play the who's busiest game and try and wear busy like a badge of honor. So no, I don't ever like to be called busy. I do like to be called productive and well organized. So anytime if you're ever talking with me and you start off by saying, oh, I'm sorry to bother you, I know you're busy, I'm going to cut you off right there. And my response is always, everybody's busy. What do you need? So think about that. And I encourage you to rethink how many times you're using the word busy. Okay. So now let's really dig in here to the real heart of this word busy and one of the fundamental problems with it. People confuse busy with being productive, but we've already, heard that subtle difference between these two words. Busy just means you have a lot. You've got a great deal to do. And whether you like it or not, you need to realize busy is a choice. Sure, there are some things that we, need to do that we have to do, but the amount of stuff you're putting on your list that's making you quote busy, chances are the vast majority of that is a choice. Those are tasks you are choosing to put on your list. And this is why people confuse busy with being productive. Productive, remember, is producing that significant result. That's something of great importance. Now, years ago, I will be honest, I fell into that busy trap game. You bet I did. And I used to collapse in bed every single night. I mean, I'm talking collapse. And I'd almost want to rattle off everything that I did just to prove that I was valuable, that I was worth it, that I was worthy, that I was doing things. I was really, really good at making lists and crossing things off. But you know what? The important stuff, those were the things that weren't getting done. there was maybe one or two really important things, things that were important to me, important to maybe my family, important to my happiness. Those were falling off the back burner because I was so dang busy being busy. So how do we avoid this trap? How do we stop being busy being busy? Well, first and foremost, we've got to recognize, if you're using it as an excuse, you need to recognize that. And secondly, if you are, you know, you need to recognize, have that self-realization that I did one day of, oh my goodness, I'm not productive. I'm falling into this busy being busy trap. So what are you going to do about it? The best place to start, if you are tired of being busy, and I'm sure this is not going to be a shocker to you if you've been listening to me for a while, is you need to plan your time. You absolutely have to have a plan, preferably a weekly plan laid out at the start of every single week. Because if you don't have an intentional plan of how you are spending your time and what you are doing, you will end up constantly reacting to whatever is loudest and most annoying in front of you. You will start to get very busy being busy, but you will not be productive, because being productive means that you are very intentional and very respectful of your time. And this is what the main things that I coach and teach, and that we really drill into on my TOP bootcamp. TOP stands for Time Management, Organization, and Productivity. I either have one going on, or you can get on the wait list for the next one at any time. So if you know you need help with this, definitely jump over to megansumrell.com/TOP bootcamp. But that is the number one way you can stop being busy. Is by having a plan. So once you have a plan in place, now we have to say, okay, so now how do I make sure I'm actually productive? Meaning I'm working on that thing that has significant value, that will provide a significant result. Well, in order to be productive, you have got to be crystal clear on what your priorities are. And when you have that crystal clear knowledge of your priorities, and you are partnering it with that plan, that together is how you can break the habit of being busy, and you can actually start being productive instead of just busy. So, perfect example, at the time I'm recording this podcast, it is a Monday. I do my weekly planning every single Sunday. And as I was laying out my weekly plan for all of this current week, I knew yesterday that during this week, I will have 10 and a half hours across the entire week that is allotted to me for work mode. Now, that 10 and a half hours has to be spread across 3 different businesses that I run. So at first you're like, oh, 10 hours, that's a lot. Well, it's not that much when you look at, you know, splitting that up across 3 different businesses. But because I know that, I have a plan and I'm crystal clear on my priorities, that is how you can make sure that when I'm sitting down for that first 2 hours of that 10 and a half hours, I know exactly how I need to be spending my time, because it's going to be on those top priorities that I have set aside and that I have committed to getting done. So here is my challenge for all of you that are listening to this or are watching this video. I want you to really think about how your days, weeks, months are going and ask yourself, are you busy being busy, or are you productive? And if you are someone who is productive, fantastic. And if you are already someone that is productive, here is my challenge to you. Can you instantly, if I were to ask you, what are the top 3 things that are at the top of your priority list that you are focused on for this week or this month? Can you answer that? If you can't, there's an opportunity for you to really help refine your productivity as well. So I hope you all will join me in my movement to say, let's stop wearing busy as a badge of honor. Let's stop being busy being busy. And instead, let's be productive. And here's something that you probably don't know about me. Another reason why I get frustrated when people say, oh, I know you're so busy. Friends, I have a lot of time on my calendar explicitly marked off to not be doing things. And by not be doing things, I mean, it truly is go where the wind takes us. What do I feel like doing that day? What does our family feel like doing? Or it is time carved out just for me to do something I love, to have some downtime. So do not assume that just because you see somebody that is hyper productive, that they are also hyper busy. Because chances are, when you encounter somebody that is running at a very highly productive rate, it's because they have their priorities straight and they've got a plan in place. And they aren't busy being busy. They're just being very intentional with their time. So I look forward to seeing all of you taking off your busy badges and really getting focused on being productive.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.